Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are learning Maseches Brachos. Daf Tes Zayin, in the Sefer Ein Hayah of Rav Kook Zatzal. The Gemara here is talking about various things that the Amoraim would say after they finished their tefillah. So this is on page 79 of the Ein Hayah. This year should be a schus for a refuah shleima for Maras Hannah Miriam, Bas Chana, Binyamin Ben Chana, and Yosef Ben Rus, and Dov Nechemia Ben Chaisara, and Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi, Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. The Gemara says that Rav Chiya Bosa de Matzli Omer Hachi, Rav Chiya after he davened would say like this, Yiratzam Ufanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shtei Toyrascha Umanuseinu, Vayidve Libeinu, Ve'al Yachshichu Eineinu. It should be your will, Hashem, that Torah should be our craft, and our heart should not be sad, and our eyes should not be dark. Says the Rav, Leiv Ha'adam B'tivo Shokek L'Sasik B'Iske Olam Hazeh. B'chayim ha'medinim uvahem u'mole rotzoin ve'enov tispana rak mita'anuge ha'chushim kimidosam. The heart of a person by nature desires to be involved in matters of olam hazeh, in social life, political life, and he's filled with will, and his eyes are only satisfied by the pleasures of the senses according to their dimensions. V'hine mishe ma'ala atzmo l'tzad ha'prishus rak oz darko nechona ima'idei prishuso lo yikne kadrus ha'nefesh rak shtia nafshoi me'leo oirevitz ha'ala. A person who wants to separate himself from this world doesn't want to be involved in olam hazadika matters. So this is only the right way if through his prishus, through his separation, he isn't despondent, depressed, sad. He doesn't have kadrus ha'nefesh. Rather, his soul should be filled with light and with joy, with oira and with tzahala. Ki yaskil b'chol nafsho ma'odo yikras erech ha'tmura v'yiyeh or ha'torah m'malei etzlo et kol chisaron shahayu ha'chushim v'skeyem m'malim az yavo l'shleimut ha'amitit. He will be wise in all of his soul. He will understand with all of his heart and his mind that he's not losing out, that by separating from Olam Hazeh, he's getting something much better. But if a person feels that when he's Poresh Me Olam Hazeh, he's losing out, it's not fair, then it's not worth it for him to be a Poresh. Then he'll just be depressed. He'll be sad. He'll think, oh, what I'm missing out. I'm missing out on another vacation in Cancun. All of my old friends are going to Cancun for Pesach, and I'm stuck here at home in my lousy little apartment in Yerushalayim. So the precious is very, very nice. But not if a person is going to feel that he's missing out. He has to feel that it's a great exchange. You're right, he's missing out in Cancun. But he gets much better. He gets to be in Yerushalayim Karta de Shufraya. He gets to be in the king's palace. V'zeu shetiye toratcha Omanutenu, uviyotenu netunim ma'alel yonah shel aprishut, and that's what it means that Torah should be our craft. We should be involved solely in Torah. We should be prushim, says Rabbi Chi after he davened. And when we're on this high level of prishus, and we're not involved in olam hazeh and its senses and the physicality, Lo yidve libeinu, our heart won't be sad because we say, oh, we're missing out on all the good stuff of olam hazeh. Ve'al yachshichu eineinu, and our eyes shouldn't be darkened. Me'argon lizon b'manamei hachushim, that your eyes are pining to be sustained by the pleasures of the senses. So a person shouldn't be feel in his heart that he's missing out. He shouldn't have this feel of emotional loss, emotional feel of loss. And also in his eyes, he shouldn't look and see, oh, it's such darkness. I live in this world of darkness that I don't have all those pleasures, that new Lexus that my old friend bought from high school, and I don't have a Lexus. I have the 11 bus. That's what I take. I'm not talking about myself. I don't take the 11 bus, but the person says, my friend has a fancy car, and I'm just taking the bus every day. It shouldn't be that way. It should always be b'simcha v'tuv lev of yiratzon she'tiyeh torascha manuseinu. It should be our craft. We should be parish me'el ma'azeh, but v'aliyat v'libeinu. Our heart shouldn't be sad. V'ayachshu einenu. Eyes shouldn't be dark. We shouldn't feel like we're missing out. Says the Gemara, Vayter, Rav Basar Tzlusei Omer Hachi. Rav, after he davened, would say like this, yiratzon l'fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, shtitin lanu chayim aruchim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel tovah, chayim shel bracha, chayim shel parnasa. Chaim shel chilat tzamos, chaim shel yiras chayit, chaim ben shem ben bushel chlima, chaim shel isher v'chovud, chaim shel rabahavas toira, v'yiras shomayim, chaim shel temale lanu kol mishalos, kol mishalos libeinu letovah. Does that sound familiar? Of course it does. It is what we say when we're mevarich the chodesh. Rav would say this actually after he daven. That's an unknown fact that the source of this tefillah is from Rav's daily tefillah after he davened, and not the Rosh Chodesh tefillah. Akoponim, what does it mean? It means that it should be the will Hashem. You should give us a long life. You should give us a life of peace, a life of good, a life of blessing, a life of parnasa, a life of stretched limbs, bones, a life of fear of sin. We shouldn't have embarrassment. A life of wealth and honor. A life that we have love of Torah and fear of heaven. A life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memalei kol mishalot libeinu letova. God should fill all of the desires of our heart for the good. Explains the Rav, Chaim Arukim hu haklal. V'acharkach pireish tenai chaim aruyim. So the first the klal is we should have a long life, because everything goes into the long life. All the nice things you want in life are all within the framework of the long life. How gavaldic is that? Chaim shel shalom. Shalom pnimi b'kochotav agufaniim v'anafshiim. שלא יתנגד אצלו שם כוח פנימי על תכלית השלמות שראוי לבחור בה. לא מצד המידות ולא מצד אירועי הלב ודרכי השכל. ולא מצד מזג הגוף. Shleimus means that all parts of your personality are working in concert. All of your physical abilities and your emotional and your spiritual and your qualities, your character and the desires of your heart and the ways of your mind, the way your mind works, everything should all be with a shleimus. Everything should be working together. There shouldn't be internal conflict that we all suffer from so often. There should be this shleimus that all of us wants the same thing. Our mind wants what our heart wants, and our heart wants what our body wants, and our legs want what our arms want, and our arms want what our mouth wants, and our mouth wants what our nose wants, and our desire for this doesn't conflict with our desire for that. And there shouldn't be a lack of internal shleimus, of internal peace, peace of mind, and peace of being. That's chaim shel shalom. That's peace. Peace isn't just, I'm not fighting, ani, as they say in modern Hebrew, ani lo lech makoti mashachen. I'm not punching my neighbor, we're having a big fight. No, there's a lot more than life to that. That's not shalom, that's just, we're not fighting. But this is complete shalom, internal shalom, of all of my kochos going in the same direction. Chaim shel tova, haynu sheamikrim achitzonim shemashpiyim aleinu, yashpiyat pulasim letova zmanit v'netzchit. Chaim shel tova means that the external actions which influence us should influence us for temporary good and eternal good. Everything that happens should be in the context of good, both in this world and in the next world, both in the here and now and in the hereafter. Chaim shel bracha, ha'inu shenavi bracha li'olam. The bracha isn't just that God should give us bracha. We should be the source of bracha. Shena'ameitz nechshalim. We should give courage to those who stumble. V'nechbash l'shvurei leiv. And we should heal those who suffer from a broken heart. V'nizke rabim l'shuv me'avon. And many people should be zoche to return from sin. We should be zoche to help many people return from sin and do tshuva. We should be a kirev activists. Mimidos Ros, Videos Ros, Maisim Ros, we should help people with their evil deeds, bad midos, bad attitudes. We should have a Chaim Shel Bracha. Mir Zayin Amakor Bracha. We should be that source of blessing. How beautiful is that? Chaim Shel Parnasa. Sheyu Mizumanim Lanu Bamelefarnes is Machzoreinu Hagashmin Vanafshim. We should have everything we need in order to sustain everything we lack, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. We should have parnas in all realms. Parnas is enough to pay the bill at the grocery store. Parnas is also that your wife loves you. That's also parnasa. That's an emotional need. We should live a chaim of parnasa. We should also feel that our learning gives us sipuk, that our learning sustains us, it gives us satisfaction. It's also a chaim shel parnasa. That's also what we lack. We're having what we lack. Chaim shel chilutz atzamos explains the Rav, Sheniyah muchanim lifo v'lavo davidus Hashem v'lo tia lanu l'maso. Alkein omer Rebbe Elazar zom u'ule shebebrachos kitachos kolatovos yavodus Hashem atzma. Kemod gedamru chazal v'mitzvah sevchof itzmod v'mitzvah sevlo v'schar mitzvah sev. Torah, we should be always ready, a life of stretched out bones. We should always be ready to serve Hashem. It shouldn't be a burden on us. And therefore, Rebbe Lazar says, in Yevamos Kuf Beis Amud Beis, that this is the best of brachos, because the purpose of all good is Avodas Hashem. As it says, I desire your mitzvahs a lot, not the schar of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs themselves, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. So if we have this chilutz atzamos, that's such a great bracha, because we have this desire just to serve not in order to get schar, but to serve in order to serve, and that it shouldn't be a burden on us. Chaim shishbem yiras chait, shetiya yiras hachait meorevis ima chaim. What does it mean, chaim shishbem yiras chait? Chaim shishbem yiras chait means that Yiras Chet should be mixed in with life. Some people have Yiras Chet, but it's not strong. And therefore, when they're far away from people, so they're alone, they have Yiras Chet. But when it's part of life, when they're involved in business, then they don't have Yiras Chet. That's the chayim sheyesh behem. Your life should be, mixed into your life. Not only your life when you're home alone, but your life when you're in business, your life when you're in school, your life when you're involved in the social context, when you walk down the street. That's chayim sheyesh behem yiras chet. It should be mixed in with your life. And that's why he doesn't just say, as he said before, Chaim Shel, Chaim Shel, Chaim Shel, Chaim Shel Bracha, Chaim Shel Parnasa, Chaim Shel Toivah. Here he says, Chaim Sheyesh Bahem. What does it mean, Sheyesh Bahem? That it's mixed in with the life. That also when you're involved in business and in worldly matters, that should all be mixed in with Yiras Chet. Shouldn't be embarrassed. V'shteten Chazal, like it says, one of my favorite Gemaras, Yuma, Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, Es Halech Lifnei Hashem Ba'artzis Achayim, says David HaMelech, I will walk before God in the land of the living. Ze Makom Shvakim. This is the marketplace. This is Wall Street. This is the Diamond District. This is the world of high finance. That's Es Halech Lifnei Hashem Ba'artzis Achayim. I'll walk before God in the land of the living, this place of the place of markets, where there's business. That's Aretz HaChaim, that's the land of the living, where there's Chaim, Chaim Sheyesh Bem Yiras Chet. And those places is Halech Lifnei Hashem. I will walk before God, I'll have Hashem there also. My Yiras Chet is going to be even in Aretz HaChaim, even in the Mokom of Shvakim. Chaim Sheyem Bem Busho Chlima אם כי האדם יש לו חסרונות טבעי מצד גוף אשר לזבושש בהם, אבל הפעולות יחד כולם מצד השלמוס ולא מצד חומריוסו. על כן בשיח החיים שהם פעולות והבחיריוס, לא יהיה בהם בושה וכלימה, כי הוא נאסוס לצד הישראין שרואי לספר בהם. A life that there's no embarrassment. So even though a person has things about his body that one can be embarrassed of, but everything we do should be on the side of shleimus and not mitzad our physicality. And therefore, even when we do things in life, that we have to do, it shouldn't be busha uchlima. We should do them on the higher side of life. A person has to relieve himself. A person has to eat. These are things that are not so spiritual, per se, but one could be embarrassed that he's involved in his animalistic desires, animalistic actions, but there shouldn't be busha uchlima, he shouldn't be embarrassed, because he should know he's doing them for a higher purpose. Chaim shaloshe v'chavod, what's the life of wealth and honor? There's a wealth that takes true honor from a person, because it moves his heart from true shleimos, because he becomes haughty, yarim levavo. And therefore, we're asking that when we get rich, our wealth shouldn't make us lower people. It should come with kavod. It should come with honor. Kavod, kavod is the nefesh. Kavod is the soul of a person, the Baal Amor says. Ura kavodi, let my soul wake up. Leman yizamercha kavod v'lo yidom. Leman, leman. Yizamercha chavod v'lo yidom bam 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 b'shem Elokai li'olamoy dekob. So the person's kavod is should sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Singing, that is what the soul does. When we say oishav kavod, we're talking about the soul, that it should be a life where there's a lot of, it should be filled with soul and honor, because honor is the soul. That's another word for, that's an synonymous with the soul. So when we have riches and we have wealth, we shouldn't lose our honor. Some people, for a buck, they'll do anything. They'll be mevaza themselves, and they'll become often arrogant. So we shouldn't lose our shleimus hanefesh, even when we are wealthy. Continues the Rav Chaim Shteyman Aris Toiri Yer Shemayim Avos Hashem Yisbarach V'Yiras Sabos Kolachas Me'akar B'fnei Atzma. כי בדרכיו יסברך עליונים ישנם דרכים כאלה שאפשר לאדם לידום אז קצת אליהם כמו מהו רחום. So we ask for a life of Avos Torah and Yiras Shemayim, loving Hashem and fearing Hashem. Each one comes from its own individual recognition, because in the ways, in the divine ways of Hashem, sometimes we can be like Him, just like He's merciful, we should be merciful. And then when we're like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it'll engender Ava. The more we're like Hashem, the more we'll love Hashem. So that's how to get Ava. The way to become, get Ava's Hashem, is to become like Hashem, become more merciful, more compassionate, more sensitive. The more you're like Hashem, the more you love Hashem. Yiras Hashem tovu mitzadis bonus begolad rachem alyonim. You get Yiras Hashem a different way. You look at the greatness of divine pathways. We can't get near them. They're so much beyond us. Loving Hashem is loving Torah. That's the Avos Torah. Avos Torah and Avos Hashem are synonymous, because we love Torah. That's the ways of Hashem. That's how we walk in the ways of Hashem. Vishamru derech Hashem lasad stakum mishpat, to do righteousness and justice. That's the derech Hashem. So keeping the Torah is putting us on the derech Hashem, the derech that Hashem walks on. That's derech Hashem. We think derech Hashem is the derech that we take in order to get to Hashem. Derech Hashem is also the derech that Hashem walks on. When we go on that path, so we'll also be like Hashem. That's Avos Torah. Then we love Torah, we love Hashem. We go in the way of Torah, we go in the way of Hashem. And Yiras Hashem is called Yiras Shemayim. Shemayim is Sham. Everything that's there, all the Shamim, everything that's out there, that's beyond us, that's Yiras Haromimus, that is above and beyond our understanding and comprehension. Chaim Shetamalim Yishas Lebeinu Lutova, a life that you should fill out of the hearts of our desire, desires of our heart for the good, because the heart that desires imagine pleasures, it's impossible to fulfill its will, because living in the world of Dimyon, You have 100, you want 200. He thinks he wants this, he gets it, he doesn't really want it, he wants more, he always wants more. He's never happy with what he has. Yesh lo manu yetzer hasayim. So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaim she temale mishalus libeinu letova, that when you're memale mishalus libeinu, it should only be letova, that it shouldn't be something that we don't really need, it's really not for our good, we're just not going to be happy with it. Should only all, whenever you're memale mishalus halev, it should always be for the good. So now we have a little bit more biur, a little more understanding, Baruch Hashem, in these tefillas, and we should be zoche. This tefillah is not only descriptive, describing what we're supposed to daven, it's prescriptive, it's describing the way we're prescribing the way we're supposed to be, that this is the way we're supposed to live our lives. Yerushchait, and Ein Bambu Shochlim, and Oshar Kavod, etc. So we should be zochah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be memalei kol mishalos libeinu l'tova. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.